you're listening to this, you have been framed. I know I said this podcast has no sponsors on the last episode, but this episode is brought to you by the Gold Coast Report. Check them out on Twitter and Instagram at the Gold Coast Report. Hi and hello. Welcome to another episode of Framed. Yeah, I think that's my new intro. Hi and hello. I think I'm tired of though. Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, what's up, guys? So exciting. Yeah. Giggity. Yeah.
Giggity.
Now, welcome to another episode of Framed. I've been away for a while. But yeah, I'm back again. I keep skipping time, you know, taking like an entire month and more than an entire month. Almost 2 months now, right? Right, Francis?
Francis, right? Yeah, 2 months.
Yeah, it's been super, super crazy. But yeah, we made it. We finally made it. I keep saying we've made it like I'm Kamala Harris. Hey, Joe, we made it. Yeah, but I finally came back. So here I am with another episode for you. And today's episode is basically something I already did. I performed this on Clubhouse a couple of months ago. People loved it. So I decided to put it together, add a little bit of spice, and drop it for you. So, without much talking, I want you to sit back, grab some headphones, earphones, AirPods, whatever you got. It's a glass of water, whatever you're into, and enjoy the rest of the episode. I'ma see you in the end.
Be advised, this episode may contain some jump scares and elements of horror.
This is my story. This is the story of how I died. And if you're listening to this, I'm probably gone. Probably lost in the ocean. Lost forever. I hope you learned something from this. And I hope someone would not make the same mistake that I made. This is my story. Listen. When I was a kid, my dad and I used to go out at night to get groceries for the next day. And every day, we would take a longer route to get home. Not so far from my house was a bridge. And rumors had it that whenever the moon was full and the light touches the water, you could hear screams of children trapped inside the water. Or was it the moon? No one ever knew. My dad never believed it, and I think I really wanted not to believe it too. But I just wanted to know if it was true. So, one night, as curious as I was, after our usual grocery pickup, I snuck out of the house and walked towards the bridge. And as I got closer and closer, I heard voices. The streets were empty. The weather became so cold. The street lights flickered. Normally I would have run away scared like the coward that I was. But I couldn't. It was as if I was under a spell. Mind controlled, maybe. I found myself standing on the middle of the bridge, looking down at the water. And at that very moment, I felt a push. A push leading me to the edge of the bridge, with each shove pushing me closer and closer to the edge. I could feel myself moving, but I wasn't powerful enough to break free from whatever had bewitched me. I stood on the edge of the bridge looking down and wishing I had never left home. What seemed like a shallow river suddenly appeared to be a dark, infinite abyss that stared into my soul. A chill ran down my spine and I shook.
and slipped. It fell. And as I fell to what I thought was the end of my life, I was holding on to the faith that someone would save me. But when I hit the bottom of that water, I knew that was it. It couldn't get any worse. I didn't know how to swim. But I wasn't struggling either. I was trapped in my own mind. A pariah to my demise. Where was my father? My mother? Where was anybody? And as I laid at the bottom of the river, and the moonlight shone upon my face, my lungs filled up with water. I couldn't breathe. I was dead. But was I? I felt hands creep upon my paralyzed body, pulling me down beneath the reef into the depths of the unknown. This was the end. And as I was dragged deeper, the moonlight fades, and everything I thought was real disappeared. Was my body ever found? No. Did my parents ever look for me? I don't know. But the bright side to all of this is, I did not die that night. I was only freed from my mortality, set free into the world to roam, to tell my story. This is the story of Kofi Brookman.
And so, this ends the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you liked it, kindly share. If you're new here, please don't forget to subscribe. Leave us a comment or a review in the comment section. 5 stars would be nice. And preferably leave a comment too, or a reaction or a review. And I'll see you in the next episode. Not sure when, but it's coming soon.